Village Round Lake, regular board meeting, March 17th, 2014.
Good evening, everybody. And it's St. Patrick's Day. Should have already been done. Welcome all. I'd like to call to order the regular meeting for March 17, 2014 for the Village of Round Lake. It's 7 o'clock. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Francelli. Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Trustee Wazinski.
Trustee Newby, will you lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Make it a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of March 3, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Clements. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1. Is there any public comment this evening? Thank you everybody for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including 5.1, approval accounts payable in the amount of $440,004.19, and item 5.2, approved payroll for the period ending March 9, 2014, in the amount of $114,590.47.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Aye.
Motion carries. Clerk's office.
I have nothing.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 8.1 to approve a payment of $720.19 to Granger?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee, who wants it? Newby. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Abstain.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 9.1, promotion ceremony. Police Department. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, please be present. Would like to introduce Officer Nicole Cheney tonight. Nicole is going to be promoted to Sergeant. And thank you for your approval for allowing us to do that. It's an exciting night for the police department. I'd also like to introduce her family, her husband, Jay, and son, Dave, and the mother, Pam. The mother, Pam, is she, mom, she might attend her adjunct for Mr. Mayor, if you just say.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you and congratulations, Paul.
Thank you.
Chief, thank you. I get a motion for item 10.1 to adopt a resolution to ratify the purchase of a new 2014 F-550 chassis from Victor Ford in the amount of $39,781.
So moved.
In the record show that Trustee Simon Tully arrived at 7:04. How's that?
Perfect. Okay.
He did your all time.
Playing mom of the year.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? And who did that? A motion made by Trustee Simon Tully, now that she's here, and seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Simon Tully.
Perfect.
Sir,
yes. Hi.
All the above.
Trustee Turpin. Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Navy.
Aye. Are we all certain? Should we do that again? Motion carries. Community development. Building and zoning. We're running out of things. Mayor's comments. Go ahead, Russ.
We're going to talk about the employee recognition program. What I have is handing out some information. These are just in the little packet. I just wonder if we can take a quick look at so we can discuss those individual goals. They want to make them something, just something to look at. Rather than that, we'll discuss what it's made of.
Okay. Mayor Thomas, I don't have much at this point. Other than the recognition to the department heads for all of the work, for the liaisons, for all of their support to the department heads, and getting to the point where we're ready to talk about
the budget
and capital improvements, and of course, thanks to Steve for being absolutely insane, working the hours that he has for the last several weeks. I want one of those. So thanks to all the liaisons and department heads. I know it's been tedious and not an easy or fun process. And with that, I'll pass to the trustees' comments.
Do you want to ask about the projects?
Sure. As you all know, we have our Hart Road project, Sunset Road reconstruction project. They're finally ready to start work, and we'll have a groundbreaking ceremony on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Trustees, village officials, everybody is invited. Baxter and Woodman will have hard hats and gold shovels. The press has been notified. So we'll have a good, hopefully some good press out of this, out of our biggest capital improvement project in the village. We're meeting at Sunset and Long Lake, right, Brent?
South Street Cannon School Harder. In the parking lot on the back side of the Education Service Center, Bush Barn, High School Drive, and Education Service Center.
Very good. So you can bank it, please do, and we'll have a photo op. That's it. Trustee Smith.
No.
I just want to thank everybody for the hard work on the budgets. I know we had a lot of meetings, a lot of discussions, and look forward to your due diligence in reviewing it. Thank you, sir.
Senator?
Thank you. Trustee Gresham. For all of your help on the budget. And thanks to all the trustees and mayors and everyone who said well wishes for my daughter. She's back home.
Back in the room because some of this you'll want to hear. I'm going to start with that first so that you all know what's going on. Sadly, I want to announce that our junior officer, Jonah, is back in the hospital. Jonah has developed some sort of skin issue where he's developed wounds all over his side. Very uncomfortable, very difficult. The medication hasn't really started working until yesterday, and there's just a slight difference in how he's doing from what I'm told. So I just want everybody to keep it in our prayers. This little guy is really up against the hard stuff. And, you know, when we brought him in and made him the junior officer, I think we all took him under our wing. So I'm asking you to lift that wing just a little bit more and give him an extra prayer or two. I think he's going to need it. In addition to that, the woman who brought his whole story to us, Jennifer Gosh, has run into the designer to run in the Mrs. Illinois pageant. While they competed over the weekend, she didn't win the pageant outright, but she did win part of it, which promoted, she actually won the award for spirit, sportsmanship, and as a role model, promoting the international system on a local level. She's already a winner in our book, but she's done for Jonah and so many other kids. She's already a winner. Congratulations to Jennifer for that. In addition to that, one other item I just wanted to mention, while you guys are in the room, the entire board and everyone from the village is invited to an event for Hook, Aim, Cross, Punch at the Round Lake Sports Center. Montreal is running a sports event as a fundraiser for a 20-year-old man here in our village. His name is Brian Perlotta, I'm sorry if I read that, but April 5th, noon to 3, and this event is to help fundraising. He has leukemia, and they're looking for some help with that as well. So that's all of the issues from that. In addition to that, I want to thank Joe Urbanek. He ran our booth at the expo this weekend, and he set up the backdrop. I know that he had some help from several others who helped with pictures. He did a beautiful job. I was very, very happy with it, very pleased, and very proud of Joe. That's how he did a beautiful job. I sat with him from 10 o'clock till the end and helped him break it down. And otherwise, he did it all basically by himself. We ran out of so many things with all the people. There had to be like 500 people easy coming through. So we ran out of so many things. So my thanks also, the chief will make sure that this gets to the new chief in Round Lake Beach. As of this evening, he's being appointed, my understanding. Chief Hare. We ran out of the gun locks, and he went over to their village hall and took a box to give us so that we still have some things to put on our table and give out to some of our residents and the folks who were stopping by the expo. So my thanks to him also. And my congratulations to Chief Fiddler. His retirement starts as of today. He certainly earned it. He's been a good partner to Round Lake over the years. Also, our best wishes should go to him as well. Last thing I think they have on campus is our textile box. It should be here soon. We do need to pick the location, sir. They want to know whether we want it at Village Hall or we want it at PDPW. So we're only going to get one box to start with. So we need to let them know which location.
I think we decided on it, didn't it?
Okay. I'll let her know. And we should be seeing that is coming on.
Great.
So, I think that's everything I have except congratulations to Sergeant Cheney. That would mean the last meeting, so my very first ride ever was with you, and I learned so much on that ride. That was stick with you for a long time, so just really very quickly and dreaming what you've done with there. I'm really proud of you. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Okay, budget, here we come.
Thank you, Phil. Dan? Thank you. With nothing else, may I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 7:15. Fair enough.